We are talking this month in the church about mission. What should we do? Is always an appropriate question for a spiritual community because the issue of purpose is a core spiritual issue for all of us. Churches like this one in the process of searching for a minister who will lead them into a new ministry especially need a good answer to the question, because your new spiritual leader will certainly ask, well, where do you want to go? And last week, this church also kicked off our annual stewardship campaign. The stewardship campaign is all about dreaming our future, affirming what we love about the church, and planning together what we will accomplish in the coming year. In short, to ask yourselves the question of mission. What should we do? A year ago, when the board set its goals for this church year, we set a goal of working through a process which would have started in January of examining, evaluating, and perhaps rewriting our church's mission statement. The process would have ended about now, and I set aside this Sunday in my worship planning calendar to talk about it. It turned out, as we got into the year, we began to think a little more about our work for this year. And then some unplanned work presented itself in the form of a water leak and flood in the church office that we didn't have the capacity this year for a mission review process. Perhaps we will get to that next year. The process that I imagined was not really about rewriting our mission statement. Instead, I proposed that we have a church-wide conversation, speaking one-to-one, about what people like about our church. What attracted you to this church when you first arrived? What keeps you involved now? And what do you hope to do more of here in the future? Those conversations would result in each of us articulating for ourselves something like what Ginny Quinn spoke about this morning in her testimonial. I imagine from those conversations some themes would emerge, and from those themes a few key words could be identified, maybe three key words: our core values, the three elements we really love about the church, what we're really here to do and do well. Three little words. Three little words that would in themselves be a kind of mission statement for the church. Here's what we do. Here's what we do well. Here's what we think is powerful and purposeful and valuable about our church. A mission statement without the statement. Let me guess what those three words might have been. Justice, spirituality, community. Now, the church already has a mission statement, of course. You know that. It's published on our website. You know our mission statement. Let's all recite it together, shall we? No, you can't, because it's a statement. As church mission statements go, it's fairly short, actually, but it's still too much to remember, and thus it's not really very useful in actually guiding our decisions as we need to make them. Here is our mission statement, which probably some of you do know. We, the congregation of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Long Beach, affirm our mission to create a welcoming and diverse community rooted in love, trust, and freedom. To lead by creating a multicultural, anti-racist, anti-oppressive congregation and denomination. To take these ideals to the wider community in action and in service. To share our values with the next generation and empower them to create a better world. To inspire and encourage each other in our spiritual journeys. That statement was adopted by this congregation in 2004, and it was then reviewed and reaffirmed several years later. And what's not to like? Except for being too long to remember, it's a good statement and it's a sound mission for a church. But here's the problem I have with church mission statements. Churches know what their mission is. Intuitively, and wordsmithing a carefully crafted statement that then gets forgotten is not a productive exercise. Church mission isn't that complicated. Our statement could pretty much be the mission statement for any Unitarian Universalist church. And that's not a fault with our statement. It's just an observation that we don't need a statement to know what our mission is. The second mistake I see when churches work on mission statements is that they get distracted by the word mission to then have a too heavy emphasis on the outward expressions of our faith. We take for granted that churches are about community and spirituality, and that therefore mission ought only refer to those parts of church life that are active outside the church walls. In fact, that's what mission means to a lot of churches. Mission work or mission trips means going out from the church into the wider world. Thus, a lot of church mission statements overemphasize the work outside the church and then tend to devalue the important goals for the people who are inside the church. In fact, I see the churches need to give their members three things, and I've already said them: nurturing community, spiritual growth, and an opportunity to make a real difference in the world. Frankie Price, our church member, taught me those three phrases that she heard from Harlan Limpert, who used to be the vice president of the UUA. It's a generic mission statement that applies to every Unitarian Universalist church. We are here to do three things: justice, spirituality, and community. Those three goals are already at the core of the mission statement of this church. From our mission statement, to create a welcoming and diverse community rooted in love, trust, and freedom. That's nurturing community, right? To inspire and encourage each other in our spiritual journeys. That's grow spiritually, right? And an opportunity to make a real difference in the world is the essence of the other phrases in the mission statement about being an anti-oppressive congregation and taking that value into the wider community in action and service and empowering the next generation to create a better world. That's justice work broadly, right? So justice, equality, justice, spirituality, and community. That's why you come to church, because that's what we offer. You come because you love these people. These are your best friends. The people that you laugh with and cry with, the people who were there for you and will be there for you. You come for community. You come because you're curious about spiritual questions and you want some prompting and encouragement to work out your answers. You want to talk about right and wrong and values and meaning and interpret the news of the world in terms of the ultimates of existence. You come for spirituality. And you come for justice. You're here because you want to be part of a group that has a vision for a better world and is actively doing something about it. Nurturing community, spiritual growth, and making a real difference in the world. So I imagined nearly a year ago when we planned to go through a mission review process that we would end the process with three little words, our core values, and that I could share them with you during this sermon. When we decided not to do the mission review process this year, I kept this sermon on my worship planning calendar because I figured that I could come up with three generic words. Justice, spirituality, and community are probably pretty close. But thinking about what those three words might be, I remembered a little phrase that I learned in seminary. It's an old phrase that's attributed to Plato, but adjusted and evolving through the hands of many philosophers and theologians over the centuries. It's also three words, three little words, that are supposed to express the transcendent values, the best of existence, the supreme principles, not just for this church, but for all people everywhere, the ends that we're all striving toward, the ultimate. Are you ready? The good, the true, and the beautiful. For Plato, the good meant the ideal forms of the world. To me, the good means the right, the just, the kind, the morally good. That's one ultimate that we seek in a church. Justice, you might say. That's part of our mission, to seek the good. The true, to me, means an accurate description of reality. We want to know what really is. So the true is wisdom, knowledge, scientific exploration of those parts of reality available to science, but more broadly, a complete description, logic and reason that go beyond science, and compassionate opening of our hearts and minds to the personal experiences of others. Spirituality, you might say. In a Unitarian Universalist Church, we seek the true. And we seek the beautiful. To Aristotle, beauty meant order out of chaos. Beauty is the attractive element that draws the disparate individual elements of creation into harmony, like a community, you might say. In our UU Seven Principles, the good comes up several times. Our second principle, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, is an expression of the good. So is our sixth principle, world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. The true is in our fourth principle, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. It's also in our third principles, encouragement to spiritual growth. Aristotle would call the interdependent web of all existence, from our seventh principle, an expression of the beautiful. The worth and dignity of every individual, but also world community. As an artist myself, I love that beauty is named as a transcendent value for its own sake. We seek the beautiful because beauty lifts our spirits, inspires us, pleases us. In this church, we strive for beauty in the art that's in this room, in our music program, in the beauty of our grounds, the beauty of the wildflower garden, the choices that we're making in the redesign of the church office to be not merely functional, but also to be beautiful. The phrase, the good, the true, and the beautiful, comes up in our hymnal often. In hymn 113, the title is, Where is Our Holy Church? The first verse asks, Where is our holy church? And the answer is, where race and class unite as equal persons in the search for beauty, truth, and right. Right being another word for good that fits the rhyme scheme. There's a little doxology in hymn number 380 that incorporates the three like this. It sings, Rejoice in love, we know and share, in love and beauty everywhere. Rejoice in truth that makes us free, and in the good that yet shall be. So three little words, good, true, and beautiful in their transcendent form, justice, spirituality, and community in the form they take in the mission of this church, maybe nurturing community, spiritual growth, and the chance to make a real difference in the world, in Harlan Limpert's language, justice, spirituality, community, the good, the true, and the beautiful. Maybe so.